This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So you can give us a call and we'll try to help you out. Now we've started to warm up and feel more like spring again, and had a couple cold days this past week, overnight cold, where had some heavier frosts. One of them was worse than the other, but got pretty cold. So hopefully you hadn't put anything out yet. So you didn't lose anything that wasn't really cold tolerant. I know we were at the garden center, we were taking extra precautions, making sure everything was taken care of and safe for use, so that it wouldn't have some issues when you were to put it at your house. So hopefully you guys did the same. Looks like pretty good temperatures going forward. There might be one blimp in the map, Wednesday this week. But once it gets a little bit closer, we'll have to figure out if it's going to get too cold. Looking like it's going to be like 37 overnight. So that's where we're kind of, don't want it to be too cold. So it might be a night where we say, all right, let's put a blanket over something if we did it already outside. Just for protection, but it might not be too bad. It's going to depend on where you are, obviously. More north you go, the last frost kind of happens a little bit later. I know in my area, usually May 20th is the last frost, right? That's about the time where they say, all right, this shouldn't frost again. It shouldn't. Based on everything, but the further up you go, the later the frost could be. Just based on my area, you look at again a little further up. I've looked at the weather in Maine. It's actually going to be about the same, in the southern part of Maine, but that's by the water, so it's a little different. But that's kind of what we're looking at. We should be pretty good to go to be putting everything outside, all your annuals, anything that, was a little tender prior. A lot of you are looking to put your houseplants outside that have been inside for the winter. Definitely a good time to be putting them out. We're getting to that point where it's going to stay warm enough, there might, like I said, just that one little blimp in the map, but I think we're pretty good to have everything outside. Start to create that living area out in your patio, if you will. We're spending some time out there. We'll see how things go state by state soon. You'll definitely be able to be spending more time on your patio. You've probably spent a lot of time working on the yard this year and cleaning and making it enjoyable for you to spend time on. So now it's time you can actually get those patio containers ready. You can get, like I said, all those house plants outside and really build that outdoor oasis for yourself. So it's pretty good. We're chugging right along with spring, starting to get into those warm temperatures, like I said. I mean, we've had some 70-degree days, and, you know, people are out there in shorts enjoying it. We're finally getting a little bit consistency with the weather, which helps with our trees and shrubs and our annuals. It's not going to shock them as much. We're not having those very high and very low temperatures going in between. There are large gaps in between the highs and lows. So it's kind of nice to actually start to feel that. We're going to be able to notice things are growing a little bit easier, a little bit different. One thing we'll start to notice is our plants out there are going to start to need more water, obviously, with the warmer weather. We've had a lot of wind this spring. At least that's what I've noticed in a lot of areas I've been. It's a lot windier. So things are dry out a little quicker. So our watering responsibilities for our plants are starting to get a little higher. With the warm weather plus wind, it's definitely drying everything out. So it's something to be thinking about. How often do you water at this point now that it's started to warm up? Whereas some of your trees and shrubs, you know, that you've put in, it's cooler. You don't need to water as much. We've had some heavy rain. There was a heavy rainstorm two nights ago where my wife and I were sitting in our living room and the window was open because it was nice and warm. We knew there was some rain coming, but the rain just all of a sudden, it was like a big boom of rain. And so it was a heavy, nice dose of rain, get a little bit of a soaking rain. But that's, something we've been when dealing with. We've had some rain, but we need to get into thinking about how we're going to be watering soon. So something we'll talk about as the show goes on today. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. So who's up first?
We got Rick in New Hampshire.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, let me just turn the radio off. Okay. I'm a caregiver for a lady. She's going to be 92 in July. Mm-hmm. She loves farming and gardening and everything, and we got gardens growing all over the place. And I'm going to be growing a lot inside. I set up a growing room, and I'm in the process thereof. And I'm going to attempt boysenberries, blackberries, and blueberries growing inside under light.
Okay.
Now, I have two blueberry plants. They started taking off under the grow light, leaf-wise. And then I got some buds and some flowers. And I should have pollinated them with a Q-tip or something, right?
Well, so it would depend on the variety that you purchased. Some will be able to pollinate themselves. It would depend on the exact variety that you're using. That is the case, though, with using a Q-tip as it's starting to flower to do that.
It wouldn't hurt anything if I wasn't sure of the different types of plants and flowers if I just did that, right?
No, it wouldn't. No, it definitely wouldn't hurt anything. And with the blackberries, it would depend on the variety. Whereas blueberries, you don't need, a lot of them are self-pollinating. They'll just, if you have multiple, it helps them produce more. So I think you would be.
So if I missed it, because the leaves went by, and I don't know if I'm going to get blueberries or anything. There was only one little patch, and it's young plant that you just got it like less than a month ago in a box. It's one of those store specials.
Yep. No, I get you.
So if it didn't pollinate, I'm not gonna have any blueberries, right?
Well, so I think with your blueberries, to be honest, you should have some berries this year. You know, the one thing with like a blackberry, the biggest pollinator for those are going to be, bees. And having them inside, sometimes it doesn't have that, so that's why you'd be looking at your, pollinating it with the Q-tip. There are products out there that you could actually look at. There's a product from Bonide. It's called Tomato Spy to help pollinate tomatoes, but I believe you can use it on multiple plants.
It's called Tomato Spy?
Yeah. I'm actually looking it up at the same time as we're talking here on the Bonide website. I believe it's called Tomato Spy. It's the product it used to be. But what it does is it actually helps pollinate a plant quicker, allow it to produce more fruit. We actually have our break coming up, so it'll give me a second to focus on the website to get you the exact name of the product.
Sure.
But if you hang tight for me, I can get that for you.
Is that Bonite?
Yeah, it is. Yep, we're going to take a break, though. Hang tight, we'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. For the break, we were talking with Rick. He had some questions in regards to his blueberries, blackberries. And we were just talking in regards to pollinators for like the blackberries and blueberries. And you know, a lot of blueberries will self-pollinate. Having a second blueberry will actually help produce a little bit more fruit. But I was suggesting a product, and I found the product that we're talking about. It's called Tomato and Blossom Set Spray. It comes in a little, like, spray bottle and then a ready-to-use bottle. Either one of them. You can purchase. So it's when you're seeing flowers, you spray them. It can be used on tomatoes and vegetables. A lot of people use it on the tomato because you'll get constant flowers. So it seems like we're kind of on the in-between. A lot of the flowers might have already passed. You might be able to get some more flowers on there. But if you do have the flowers, this is something to help pollinate it. It gets more bountiful fruit. So might be something to be thinking about in the future.
Definitely. And if they don't have it at my box store, I could probably order it online or something.
You might be able to order it online, but a local garden center should have it. A lot of garden centers will carry that product.
All right, I have two more questions.
Sure.
I bought some lilacs and some spearmint and some mint. And I heard all the horror stories on mint, so I think I'm going to keep that on the pot in the house because it kind of takes over everything.
Yep.
But I noticed something. I got them home, and they were fine. They were growing good. And some of them got all wilted, and, like, the outside layer kind of, like, died off, and the shoots coming out of the middle. I don't know what that's all about.
So in the pot, this was doing that, right?
Yeah, it was the pot from the store. It was fine. I got it home and put it on the light. It took off for like 2 weeks, and now the outside, of the like three quarters of the plant is just like all leaves have died on the different herbs.
All right. And how were you watering it? And was it? Did you have it outside overnight?
No, what
was,
inside.
Okay, inside. No, good.
No, it's been inside under a grow bulb, and it's been
perfect.
Going crazy.
How often were you watering that?
Well, I noticed they were getting a little dry, and so I've been watering them twice a week.
Okay, that might be part
but
of it.
They're in a little teeny. It's in a little teeny pot. I'm wondering if I should put it in a bigger pot.
Well, so that's going to be part of it. I think the watering may be a little bit more often. So when they're in a small pot, they can't hold as much water in the pot. It'll absorb as much as it can, and it dries out maybe a little bit quicker. Under a grow bulb, that constant warmth, that heat, if you will, could actually help dry it out a little bit more.
They're LED full spectrum grow bulbs.
Yep, but the idea is with the, with light, a plant will, it's using up its creating the photosynthesis, etc., and so it's using up energy, which uses the water, and it will absorb quicker. Even though it's not hot per se, it's still it's acting like it's outside, so it's creating that. So the plant is using its energy and taking up the water a little bit quicker because it's trying to grow. So I'd recommend a couple things. Maybe getting, you don't want to take a plant from like a 4-inch pot to like a 12-inch pot. You're looking to go from like maybe like a 4 to maybe like a 7 or an 8-inch pot. That way it gives it a little bit of space to grow. You could even go like a 6-inch pot. That's really up to you on how you want to do it. But
you're recommending in stages, huh?
In stages, really, because with the mint, maybe not. The mint kind of just will go nuts. But some of the other herbs, I'd just go kind of in stages. Whereas, the other ones, taking care of them with water a little bit more often, not letting them dry out, might actually help that.
That's probably what happened. Yeah.
I would suggest that's probably part of it. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you had
Can
one
I
more.
Have,
yeah.
I
so.
Do.
We're gonna go to another break, which is fine. I want to help you out with all your questions. So hang tight for me again, and when we get back, we'll help you out a little bit more. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his second online high school commencement speech of the day, former President Barack Obama yesterday took swipes at current politicians and their responses to the coronavirus pandemic. Without naming names, Obama said,
"This pandemic has finally torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they're doing. A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge."
White House economic advisor Peter Navarro says Obama's remarks are purely a campaign ad for his former VP, Joe Biden.
"I'm going to start counting the days that we don't hear from Joe Biden and Barack Obama on the fact that China caused this pandemic and basically unleashed trillions of dollars of damage on this world. The loss of, to date, over 80,000 American lives.
He was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Around one dozen firefighters were injured battling a huge blaze that caused an explosion in the Little Tokyo area of Los Angeles yesterday. It caused a fire to spread to multiple buildings, and witnesses say ash was raining down across blocks around the area. NASCAR is making its return from the coronavirus pandemic shutdown with a cup race at Darlington later today. The last time the group's stock cars raced was March 13th in Atlanta. There will be no fans in the stands later today when the race is shown on Fox at 3:30 Eastern Time. A pioneer for women in sports broadcasting has died at the age of 70. Phyllis George was crowned Miss America in 1971 and then joined NFL Today in 1975, where she worked alongside Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek. She would later co-anchor the CBS Morning News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Rick. He had one more question that I wanted to answer for him. So, Rick, what was that question you had for me?
Tomato plant. I had an issue last year, and I'm studying again this year. I bought a couple. I usually start everything from seed. I don't have as much of an issue, but I bought a couple of already growing tomato plants, cherry tomato plants, and I lost one. It had little bumps all over the stalk, little white bumps, and in like a week it was obvious it wasn't coming back. I lost all the leaves and everything. Now I have another healthy one. I bought two of them, and I have another healthy one that has started growing up really tall and springy, but I mean, it's the leaves are getting bigger, and it's doing quite well. It's just kind of weak. The stalk is weak, and now I noticed it's got the little white dots all over the stalk. And what's that all about, and how can I fix that?
So you have little white dots. Are they little insects on there? Is that what you're seeing, or are you seeing?
I don't know if they're insects. I don't know what it is. I don't see any bugs, but all of a sudden, you know, these tomato plants, the stalk has got these little white bumps all over it.
Well, so sometimes
from a bug or something.
So sometimes what I would do is try to see if they're mobile, see if they are removed. If they are, then
no,
it is an insect.
No, they're not mobile. They've like grown right into the plant.
Okay, so sometimes I've seen it with tomato plants that have like the little dots on there as it's growing. It's almost like growth marks, if you will. What I would be looking at is, you know, how you're watering, sunlight, those types of things. And if you're watering, what I would do is make sure you're watering from watering the soil only. Don't water from the top of the plant.
Okay.
Watering from the top of the plant, letting water sit, sometimes can cause fungus, cause things to happen along those lines. I would thin out some of the lower leaves to allow airflow to go through there so that no fungus will, you know, want to sit in that area.
Yeah.
These are ones that you should be able to put outside soon anyways, if that's what you're looking to do. So some of that airflow will help. Keep up on the watering, especially when they're young like this. They will start to absorb a little bit too quicker. So that could be part of it. I'd look at getting a all-purpose liquid-type fertilizer to add to the plants to try and give it a boost, give it something in the back there to help it out. So that's what I would be looking to do to help them. But a lot of times I've seen those little white dots on the lower parts of the stalk as it grows. So I don't see that as being the problem. I think maybe, you know, give it a little boost with some liquid fertilizer, something to add to it, maybe even like a 10-10-10 to help boost the its immune system there. But again, we're at the time where a few days away from that last frost that they say. But I think you could put it outside to really get it going.
Okay.
All right, Rick.
Thank you very much. You're very
helpful. No problem. You have a great one. Bye-bye.
You also.
All right. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Manchester.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a rhubarb question, please.
Sure.
I have a beautiful plant that I got a couple of years old. This is the year I can start taking a little bit more fruit. It has exploded in the last week or so. excuse me. It looks like it's where the seed stalks, you know, like where the big stalk is going to come up that flowers. But I must have four of them, and they're like red, and they're really beautiful, but that's what I have to take off, correct?
Yeah, so, you know, that's the one you're looking to. I'd almost, you know, kind of let it go a little bit more, let the temperatures kind of settle where we are. What's kind of happened in the past week to 10 days is, you know, spring has really, like, come back with a vengeance. And the way I say, the reason why I say come back is we had that really early spring in, like, end of February, beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got some cool weather.
Right.
So the plant's really starting to grow, you know, and getting that boost for you. So, you know, that I'd kind of let it be that way for a little bit. Again, you said, you know, it's the third year on this.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me.
And I didn't know I'd have that many in the plant. I mean, one day I had one, and then I looked and was like, I've got four.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of... kind of how it goes, especially with the way the weather has been going for us. You know what I mean? I noticed it with some other vegetative plants where, you know, you didn't see a lot and then you turn around a couple days later and it's like, whoa, how did that get that big? Right?
Right.
So the big thing is you always want to leave, you know, a couple of the stalks, per plant there. To continue the production. So you don't want to take everything.
No. Right.
So that's your biggest thing is always at leaving at least two stalks from there. You know, the harvest from usually, you know, again, we're on the third year. It's usually about 8 to 10 weeks from the beginning of the season where you'll really get into it.
Right.
What I would, you know, you want them to get a little bit fatter, so that is kind of what you're almost there. You're almost at that time. You've waited those 3 years to really harvest it, right?
Right. I took one maybe, you know, just because I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, right. I mean, why wouldn't you? You don't want to wait 3 years for a plant to produce.
It's beautiful, but to see those big red balls in the bottom of the plant was like amazing.
Yeah, and so you know that. The thing about, like, splitting a rhubarb or digging it up, you know, it'll do that. It'll start to create, like, that every 3 to 4 years it's going to, you know, want to be produced. And what by taking the fruit, you're really, like, pruning it back to help get it going. But
right.
The division of a plant like this is usually every 3 to 4 years as well.
Okay.
So... what you're going to want to do, because they say either do it in early spring or fall, at this point, it's a little bit too late for you to, like, divide it. And you're saying they have, like, those little bulbs on the bottom there.
Right. I mean, they're really big. Do I cut those off?
Well, so this would be something so you'd be able to divide it in the fall.
Oh.
So I would use the, you know, the rhubarb as you see fit. Mm-hmm. But then in the fall, once the plant has started to go dormant, there's nothing really producing. The leaves have started to die back, et cetera.
Right.
That's when you would look at dividing it.
Okay.
So you could either divide it early spring when it's not really producing any leaves or anything like that because you don't want to shock the plant too much.
Right.
Or the fall. So you're looking at this point, this fall, I want you to divide it a little bit.
Okay. Yep.
You know, maybe it's in half this year. Maybe it's in quarters. It would depend on how it grows the rest of the season.
Okay.
You know, kind of see how it's going.
Right.
But, you know, they do say, even though it takes 3 years for it to produce and, you know, for harvest, they actually say every 3 to 4 years you should split rhubarb roots. So, you know, as you're harvesting, so you've harvested this year, then you can divide, make multiple plants.
Okay.
So then you'll wait another 3 years.
Okay. How far apart should I put them when I divide it?
Spring? What I would be looking at is, you know, all rhubarbs are going to be a little bit different. However wide it is today, you know, maybe it's with all the roots that have developed. Let's just say it's like 2 feet wide, just as that the plant that you produce in 3 years, you know, when you split it, is going to be 2 feet wide again.
Okay.
So you don't want to run into each other.
Right.
Right. So you want to actually, you know, maybe space it instead of like a foot apart, you'd want to do like maybe 2.5 feet apart.
Okay.
They can be next to each other, but they have that space.
Okay.
So, you know, what you want to look at is for your harvesting time, it's about an 8 to 10 week harvest time.
Right.
You know, take them now. You can start taking them when you're seeing some of that red. But it's usually goes for about 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay.
When you start to see stalks that are popping up that are becoming like thin, they're not as thick.
Okay.
Usually that's when you stop harvesting.
Okay.
So when the rhubarb starts popping up and you're seeing that the actual stalk is just really thin, that means, all right, we're done for the season.
Okay.
And we'll see you again in 3 years, right?
am I supposed to take the big red flower, you know, I thought that was going to make like the big flower stalk that I'm not supposed to leave on the rhubarb plant.
Yeah, you can take that.
Should I cut that out now or just a couple weeks now from now?
Well, so the thing about a plant is anytime it goes to seed, when it goes to flower, then it's going to turn to seed.
Right.
And then it means it's completed its mission, right?
Right.
It's done what it's supposed to. So by getting rid of that, that's going to help produce it continuing to go.
Okay. So I guess I should take some of that off so I can give it to the plant.
Yes, you want to allow it to go back to the plant a little bit.
Okay.
So it can focus on continuing to produce for the next 8 to 10 weeks for you.
Okay, good. So
okay.
I can take most of those. I mean, I couldn't believe how many there are there.
Yeah, it's amazing that what'll happen, just all of a sudden it'll just be huge.
Right, exactly. And it's beautiful. It's a Victorian. And it's just really gorgeous this year. And it's like, great, you know, but I don't want it to not be gorgeous every year. So
understandable. So that's why you'll want to, you know, take the harvest, but at the same time, at the end of the season or early spring, when there's not much to it, divide it and split it.
Right. Okay. So I can go cut some of those beautiful red things out today. Maybe I'll
definitely.
Take two
We're
of
at
those
that time
out,
to be using it.
Yeah. Because, like I said, I want the plant to be good and strong.
Yeah, no, definitely. So that's something to look at for, you know, if you wanted to going forward just to help produce it, maybe something with a nitrogen-rich fertilizer.
Okay.
Will
that
help
would be,
it.
What would be your choice?
I'd have to think about it. You could
use it a 10-10-10? I don't know.
A 10-10-10 is a little bit. So you want it to be nitrogen-heavy.
Heavy.
So that first number is going to be high.
Okay.
So some of the, like the the garden tones will have a higher middle, higher first number.
Oh, okay.
Or like a something along those lines with the spoma. That's the way I'd look.
Yeah, I like the espoma. Boy, I sure like the protolyzer that you recommended my
husband. That's a great one, too.
He's very happy. I just transplanted, and I've got some new stuff already. But, I mean, it was a spindly thing and didn't do anything for me, but it already is happier in its new place.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay, good. So I can take some of those off today, and I won't let it go to seed.
Okay. Definitely.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Karen, you have a great one.
Thank you. You too now.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we do have a couple calls in line. I'm going to hang tight onto those because we're about 30 seconds from the break. I don't want to introduce somebody just to cut them off. So stay tuned. We'll be here to answer all your gardening questions and do everything we can to help you out and help you be successful. So you can give us a call, 855-660-4261. So we're going to go to a break. When we get back, more of your questions to help you be successful. Be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have a few calls on the line, so I want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in New Hampshire.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a tomato question.
Sure.
I've been growing my tomatoes from seed inside in the greenhouse under, you know, perfect conditions in terms of lighting and temperature and whatnot. We'll be getting ready to bring them outdoors, hopefully next weekend. Just trying to reacquaint myself in how to properly transition from the indoors to the outdoors so I don't shock them. I guess there are two considerations. One is obviously the temperature, and also, from what I understand, you got to consider the light difference between grow lights versus natural sunshine. And I usually try to bring them outside and put them under kind of a diffuse light, so not to shock them too much. And, again, just trying to recall, you know, how many days, usually I'm taking them out during the day, a little diffuse light in order to make that transition. Then I bring them inside at night so that the temperature doesn't shock them too much. And, just wanted to confirm, how long do I need to do that for in order to provide a good transition?
Well, so you're going to want to take a look at, you know, the temperatures at night is the biggest,
right.
Depending upon where you are, and if you're more southern New Hampshire or more northern New Hampshire, will determine.
Yeah, I'm in Hudson, so
okay.
It's up the road.
Yep. So you're not that far away from having your last frost, right?
Right.
You know, based on what I've seen, there might be one like blimp in the map this week on like Wednesday coming up. Every other day
right.
is above 40. So you might be best off maybe waiting till like Thursday, Friday, or Saturday to just to plant them outside, if that's what you're looking to do, is plant them in the ground.
Yeah. Yep.
I think if you were to take the plants out every day for the rest of the week until you get them outside and then bring them in more towards the night, maybe, you know, it would depend. As the sun's coming down, maybe that's when you would start to bring it in. Just temperature-wise, but honestly, I think just looking at, like, tonight, overnight lows near me are going to be 55. So it's something you might be able to leave out overnight. And the more you can get it to stay out, the better. The downfall, again, is, that Wednesday.
Yeah. So is the concern so much the threat of frost, or is it more the shock of the temperature going from the 70s inside to, 50 or so, upper 40s, is there a temperature shock to the plant that kind of stunts the growth,
That's the thing, right? So the frost is the major, the one to think about. But the other thing is the constant highs and lows. So usually like a hardening off time is like a 5-day transition time. Okay, so so we're looking at to bring it outside almost every day this week.
Okay.
During the day, and each night almost keeping it out a little bit later. when it's just starting like this, we're looking to keep it, obviously we want it above 40s to get them to be optimum temperatures, but what they say is for overnight temperatures, they want it, 52 to like 57 degrees overnight for it to really be successful on the transplant aspect of it.
Okay.
Now, if it was something where, it was already outside and then it went down into those temperature drops, it's a little bit different. But when you're bringing it and hardening it off is what we're trying to do. They want those 5 days to just gradually get in there. If you notice, the long-term forecast I haven't looked at, I've just looked at the next 7 days. If you notice that there are going to be some more cold temperatures, which I don't think there will be, you can always look at it and say, all right, I'm going to leave it out, but I'm going to maybe put a blanket over it for that night.
Yep.
Just based on what I'm seeing, though, there might be a couple blimps again here and there, but they're not going to be like frost worries. They're going to be more of just a little bit too cold overnight where you could put something over it. And I think you'd be fine getting it out there.
Okay. Hey, real quick, I know you probably got a break, but the earlier caller asked me about the white bumps on the tomatoes. That got me thinking it might be just simply some root structure developing.
It's kind of normal to see on there.
Yep.
So.
All right. Thank you much.
All right, Mike. Have a great one. Be right back.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.